Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Let's go. It's in the end, baby. Yeah, until the end, baby. Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, now bang the drum like
boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Now bang the drum.
Bob's Big Ben Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Ben Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Richville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Ben Bowling. Detroit Rock City Promotions, everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setup, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com.
Good morning, your morning cup of sports right here on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. What is going on? I am happy. I'm B. Evans, and with me as always is my wonderfully looking, happy-go-lucky, double ear infection having good buddy of mine, Farmer. What's up, man? Mr. Farmer. Well, there seems to be some technical issue going on. There's a glitch in the system somewhere. So bear with us for a moment. And I guess we're going to take a quick break while we try to figure out what's going on. So we will be back after this. We are back. We have, I think we've got Farmer with us now. I had to work out some bugs in the system. Farmer, you with me?
What's going on, Big Pimpin'?
What up, man?
Man, I am double ear infection, ooze running out of my ear, mutter chucker happening right now.
Sounds wonderful, man. Sounds delightful.
You know, and for the people that has never had ear infections or don't know what it's like to have an ear infection, this is what I can tell you. Have your significant other, if you have one, and if not, just come to Spokane, Washington, and I'll do it for you too. But just have them gong you. You know what gonging is, right? Give your bell rung, like, we'll just say for like a half hour minimum, okay? And if that doesn't work, if you still don't understand, if you're military, and most of you out there know what the sound of a 50 cal is, put one ear next to the barrel for a full round, for a full bucket, and then reload that son of a bitch, put your other ear up to it, and let that whole baby wrap off again, then that might be the bearing of where I'm at right now and the pain in my ears. But yet I'm still here on your morning cup of sports on RadioAFS.com.
Well, you got to be, because what would our fans do without us Monday through Friday?
Well, right. And, you know, I didn't get an amendment in my contract that I signed. So whether rain, shine, snow, ear infection, non-ear infection, I got to be here. So, you just never know what's going to come out of sick farmer's mouth today. So, buyer beware.
That's what I'm saying. We're like the damn post office.
That's right.
We are expected to offer just as much with less benefits. That's some bullshit. We need to talk to upper management here.
Well, I agree. You know, well first, get a paycheck or something. You know, because I'm doing this for free, and I'm in, you know, my pain level. I got pretty high pain tolerance, you know, kind of like the people that were watching the Monday Night Football game. They had to have a pretty high pain tolerance for the second game when they had some guy come on from NFL Deportes that sounded like he lied on his resume. You like how I swung that in there, didn't you?
I do. I like how they're still calling San Diego. I love how they're still calling the Chargers San Diego.
You just never know what's going to come out of Farmer's mouth, and he's probably just going to say it anyway because he just doesn't care.
Oh, we know. We actually have the prime. We have the moment for you. We have the Farmer quote right here in the studio.
Let him have it, B.
I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
Ain't that the damn truth right there, man?
Which is why Farmer and I had to go on a hiatus for a few days. Farmer got in so much trouble that I had to suffer because of it.
Right, you know, and well, yeah, hey, we're back and we're kicking it in high gear and you know, I'm shocked at the Monday Night Football game for the Saints and Minnesota. To be really really honest with you, brother, I thought Adrian Peterson was going to come into that new Metro Dome, the new Super Dome, the new Metro Dome it is, but it's not the Metro Dome anymore. But man, I thought he was going to run it up and down on him, but he looks like he's playing second fiddle to a rookie.
You know, I was really disappointed in that game as well. I thought that AP was going to come out and do something amazing. Now, maybe he just didn't want to play hard against his team. You know, the team that he's been a part of his whole career. But here's my thing. Adrian Peterson is a phenomenal running back. We know that. But the New Orleans offensive coordinator slash head coach is a pass game kind of guy. Adrian Peterson only had
six carries
for 18 yards.
You kind of have to. You know what
Do
I mean?
What?
You got Drew Brees, you got Ted Ginn Jr., and
exactly.
Us being Niner fans, we definitely know Ted Ginn Jr. You know, it's a no-brainer, baby.
Well, that's the thing. AP should have known that going into there. He should have known that ahead of time. He should have thought about that.
But playing second fiddle to a rookie running back, that's not AP style. But, you know, again, you know, maybe he's going to take the kid into his little red room and whip him into shape.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you look at it, though, AP had 6 carries. Alvin Kamara had 7 carries. Mark Ingram had 6 carries. Each of them, 18 yards, 18 yards, 17 yards. Nothing impressive from any of them. So really, he didn't play second fiddle to nobody. Nobody played first, second, or third fiddle. They were all watching from behind the curtain.
Right. I wonder if anybody else got my little innuendo of red room joke. But hey, it's okay.
I can't deal with you.
Well, I told you, man. I have the balls to say what people want to say, but they just don't.
But, I mean, Adrian Peterson is upset that he ain't getting the ball. Okay, I understand that. You are a kick-ass running back that you have established your position. You deserve the ball. But you went to a team.
Let's not give Adrian Peterson too much props. All right?
I like AP.
Back
I like
in the
AP.
Day, back in the day, he was a badass running back. Now he's just kind of – I think he's there just to collect a paycheck.
But regardless of whether he's still good or not – he thinks he's the greatest thing since Betty White.
That went to the Cardinals, all right? That is exactly what Adrian Peterson is. Let's just be real. You know, let's be real here. You know, let's dig this here a little bit deeper. You know, that's like Frank Gore, you know, going to the Colts. That's like Joe Montana leaving the 49ers and going to Kansas City. Come on now, let's not boost up a running back here that should have retired from Minnesota, put up his cleats instead of going to the Saints. Yeah, I'm just going to keep it on the level here.
What about Jerry Rice, buddy? You didn't mention Jerry Rice.
Well, because I don't like to mention him as a Raider or as a Seattle Seahawk. Sorry, that one hurts me.
Yeah. What I'm saying, though, Adrian Peterson goes to a team that is known for the passing game. When you've got someone like Drew Brees, who can put the ball anywhere he wants, and he has some amazing receivers working with him.
Uh-huh.
And you know they're a pass game kind of team. You can't really get upset if you don't run the ball that much.
Right.
I mean,
no,
I agree
with you. Right. You know, I agree with you, but he just should have retired, bro. That's just, you know,
I agree.
That's my opinion. And everyone has an asshole. So, you know, I'm kind of like everyone's asshole.
You know, I agree with you completely. That's one thing I hate is when you get a player that establishes their whole career with one team. And like you said, you mentioned quite a few earlier. But then they don't want to quit playing, and everybody else wants them, but the team feels like it's time to go in a different direction. They need to look forward. They need to look to the future.
Right.
And that's what they start
like
doing.
Brett Favre.
Do what?
Like a Brett Favre.
Exactly. And at that point, you need to accept that and either step down. And if I remember right, wasn't Joe Montana offered a coaching position with the 49ers? But he's like, no, I don't want to quit playing yet. So then he went to Kansas City.
I believe so. You know, don't quote me on that. But, you know, I believe so. You know, I believe, and again, my opinion is like everyone's asshole. It's kind of dirty and you know, stinks every now and then. But, yeah, I think the only one that did it right was Peyton Manning, you know, leaving the Colts and going to Denver and getting his last ring. You know, I think that's about the only one out there that, you know, left a team to go to another one and actually got a ring.
Joe Montana did, didn't he? Didn't he win one with Kansas City?
No.
Okay, maybe not.
Come on now.
Hey, man, look, I am tired. I had to think for a moment.
You know, I almost did the pump the brakes, baby. But, you know, I'm just not feeling the because that really hurts my ears. But, you know, I had to pump the brakes on you.
Well,
by the
I'm allowed to have one.
Will be made. So you can get your pump your brakes from Farmer here pretty soon on your Morning Cup of Sports.
So, but no, I agree with you completely. I hate to see players establish so much and then just throw it away.
Right.
To basically say that this is nothing but a job for me. It's nothing but a paycheck. The fans, the team, the devotion, everything about it for my entire career has meant nothing.
Right. You know,
and they just piss it away.
You know, football isn't the only sport that does this. You know, you had the great Michael Jordan, you know, go from the Bulls to the Wizard and everything else like that.
LeBron James.
LeBron
Kevin
James.
Durant.
Him too.
But I can keep going.
I believe that really the only sport that they don't do that in, there are exceptions to the rule. You know, hockey. You know, you don't see the greats or once a great, you know, kind of hop around. Now again, you know, you do have some out there like a Jaromir Jagr or you know, an Eddie Belfour. Jaromir Jagr still playing, of course, kind of in a limited role down there in the Florida Panthers. But you know, it's crazy how, you know, there's some sports out there where, you know, after they're done, they're done. Like I know soccer. You don't hear too many soccer players that were in their primes that say, well, I'm going to give her one more ride here on this other team. No, they just kind of fade off in the distance.
No, because that means they'd have to move countries.
Right. You know, and go play with Tinkerbell and Peter Pan, you know?
And you're absolutely right, though. I mean, they just don't care.
Right. Or NASCAR.
I mean,
you know, I think we could even go with NASCAR. You know, when they're done, they're done. They kind of fade off into the distance and they retire. It's how it should be, bro.
I agree with you completely. I hate seeing teams. I hate seeing players just say that team meant nothing to them. I understand.
Right.
I understand you wanting to stay. I understand you wanting to play. I understand there's certain reasons why you may leave and go to another team. Maybe they're wanting to go ahead and let you go anyways for whatever reason. And
like
so you're not ready to retire. I mean, it's not that time to retire, and you still got years to play. But they're going to cut you anyways.
Yeah,
so,
like Frank
okay,
Gore.
I understand that would
you
be
know,
the team's
Frank Gore
decision.
Wanted to continue to play, but, you know, we drafted a El Guapo, from the Ohio State, and that's the way that we were going to go. You know, granted, you know, I think Gore still has a little left in the tank, but it's hard to see when a person's been with a team for 10-plus years, him with a different number, different color, and, you know, doing something else that he should be doing for your squad.
Oh, I agree. And I'm sorry, but Indianapolis is not the team he should have went to. If he was going to go to another team, he should have went somewhere other than Indy. I mean, what has he done? I mean, yeah, he's made some yards. He's gotten some touchdowns. But it's just
but he's not
Frank the Tank.
You know? Right. It kind of, you know, watching, I watched the Tomatoes, you know, take on the Titans. And just to see, you know, Marshawn Lynch do what Marshawn Lynch does. And, you know, granted, he's still beast mode, yeah. But it looks like the year of retirement, kind of, he took a little step. You know, he doesn't have the pulling of the entire pile or anything else like that. And there's another one that should have stayed retired. But, again, that he wanted to play for his home team, where we grew up before they went to Las Vegas. I get it. I do. 100%.
Yeah, but at the same time, shouldn't he went ahead and retired? Like, well, we're not Oakland anymore, so I quit.
Right.
It's funny.
It's just, it's one of them things, man, that, you know, And did you see the latest on Tony Romo? He's out for 3 to 6 weeks with a horse.
I did. I laughed so hard when I seen that.
Now on the serious level, because that was the show that I was watching and listening to. Tony Romo's good, man. I'm not a hater of Tony Romo. You know, there's people out there that hate him, saying he couldn't get the job done. Couldn't take Dallas to the promised land or anything else like that, but don't deny his yardage, his touchdowns or anything else like that. But I think what Tony Romo did for commentary on that game made it so much more friendlier for your football savvy people. He was calling them before the game, you know, he's like, all right, watch this. He's audibling. He's going to go. Yeah, I thought he was going to go right, but now he's going to go left. It was awesome. It was definitely a different perspective into commentary. Now, will Tony Romo get in trouble? I want to get your opinion on that, B, because we all know that NFL teams, you know, watch film and maybe watch CBS Sports for some of their film. Is he giving away too many telltale signs?
I'm going to have to go with yes.
Because he did. He right when he went, kill, kill. And he's like, all right, well, this one's going up to the left. So now when people are scouting the Oakland Raiders, you know, when they're in this formation and when they change it to kill, kill, kill on that particular formation, they know he's going to go to the left.
Right.
No, left.
Well,
so, but I definitely like, you know, his commentarying. It's another reason why I would love to hear, Peyton Manning do commentary and pick apart these defenses like a Tony Romo.
Oh, that'd be funny. That would be interesting.
You know, just excuse me. You know, just get those two on commentarying on one game. Oh, Lord have mercy! It would be like Christmas.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning's too busy doing some Papa John's commercials.
Right, or sitting in New York and watching Eli get his ass ramrodded by the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, shit.
Told you, man. I say things that people want to say.
I know it.
I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
Damn right.
So, real quick, we got something different we're going to do. Well, it's not really different we're going to do, but we are going to play some, pay out some respects. We got to pay some bills, and definitely going to give a huge shout-out to Midwest IT, Help Desk, Support Desk. So, yeah, check this out.
Let's do it, man.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in any protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Well, there you go.
Well, who is that guy and how do we get him on the radio? Because he is smooth. That's like a hunk of burning love right there for ladies out there that like listening to a man voice.
He definitely pulled the man, I don't know, he listening to it kinda gives you that image of one of those, I don't know, kinda like the Fonz. Got his hair slicked back in the '50s,
right?
Got the comb in his back pocket.
He says, hey. You're like, wait a minute, I need to smoke another pack of cigarettes to get that voice again now.
He was trying to do a Barry White.
Sick like Farmer, and, you know, yeah. It's about the only time I glow is when I don't feel well.
So, Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, asked the NFL if they would be willing to move their quote-unquote home game in that's going to be in London this year to the United States so that they can go ahead and make up for Game one's week one's game loss that they were not able to play due to Hurricane Irma. The NFL told them no, like very quickly, shot it down very fast, but at least he did ask. Now,
right.
If you were the NFL and the owner of a team that had to cancel a game due to the fact of a hurricane comes to you and says, hey, can we not play in London this year so we can play at home since we missed week one? What are you going to say?
I'm going to tell them no. I'm going to tell them to suck it up, big boy. You know, we got contracts with London. You got to fly over there and play, baby. Yo, hey, I can't help it.
Well, I agree with you.
Pants, B, and suck it up. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Right.
Put your big boy pants on. If you need some Depends, I understand. But, hey, you signed a contract. It's already signed, sealed, delivered. I can't change it.
Well, and I agree with you. I can understand why he would want to have the game at home. That way he gives the fans one more home game.
Yeah, because it's going to hurt financially because of it. All that the owner of the Miami Dolphins is doing is looking at his pad in his own pocketbook. Has nothing to do with the fans. It has nothing to do with the it has to do with the dollars and the cents. That's all this has to deal with.
But, and see, that's what kills me, is you know the guy ain't hurting for money.
Right.
I mean, he's got money rolling in every week.
So?
I just don't get it,
what
man.
What would B. Evans do?
Well, I tell him no. I'm right there with you. I mean, I agree completely. I can understand if he was to use it. I mean, and he actually used it for the fans. He actually said that he wanted to do it because he wanted to give that game back to the fans. But you're right. It was to Linus. I would go with you on that. I agree with you. You have contracts. You need to honor that.
Right. Sorry. Tough titties. Man up.
Titties aren't supposed to be tough. They're supposed to be nice and soft.
Right. I was going to go there, but, you know, I've already gone off the deep end a couple times.
Yeah. Management hasn't been on my ass.
Right. And if they are, you know, you may like it. So, hey, it's all good.
Oh. That's not nice.
Well, again, I have the balls to say what nobody else has the balls to say.
This is very true. So, here's a good one for you.
All right.
The New York Knicks. Charles Oakley, the legend, is filing a civil lawsuit because of the altercation that he was in Madison Square Garden. I'm trying to remember back when it was. It was earlier this year, I think. Yeah, February. He was ejected from a Knicks game, basically being Charles Oakley, and he had been previously criticizing the Knicks ownership and their organization. He shows up to a game and, you know, caused problems, obviously. Got into a fight with security. I think he actually punched one of the security guards. He was arrested, charged with several misdemeanors. He eventually accepted a plea deal, which cleared him of all charges, as long as he didn't get arrested for the next 6 months. So, right after signing the plea deal, he says that he's going to file a civil lawsuit because basically he didn't like the way he was treated. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure he had punched a security guard. And if that's the case, this civil suit could backfire.
Which I hope it does.
Now, when this happened, the owner of Madison Square Garden and the Knicks, James Dolan, had banned Charles Oakley from the garden. But he lifted the ban just a few days later. I think it was kind of like to put his foot down and say, hey, look, I have the power, not you. I don't know. I mean, we all we know that Charles Oakley has alcohol and anger management issues. He had these issues
right.
going on when he was playing ball. And it's just stemmed from there. But in a way, this is a no-win situation for the Knicks. It's not going to go away. They're dealing with Charles Oakley. All Charles Oakley's going against them. So, I mean, it's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
But at the same time, don't go into the Garden acting like an asshole.
Well, there it is. And trample it all over my fucking tomatoes. You know, I like my fucking tomatoes. Stay the fuck off my wrong garden. My bad. I'm sorry.
You sound like an adult version of Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh.
Right?
Stay the Getting fuck all pissed
off,
off
tomatoes,
when Tigger would get all over
my,
his garden.
My squash. Yeah, man. If you squish
but,
any of my jalapenos, I'm going to put a jalapeno in your... Whoa, farmer, careful. Just hold on. I'll let AP, I'll let Adrian Peterson do my dirty work.
That's messed up.
Red room and all, baby.
So,
you know, unless he's just really into like 50 Shades of Grey and, you know, and that type of thing. But, you know, it is what it is, man.
You really went there.
I did, man. Again, you know, like that voice clips, man. Like that voice clip says, I'm not afraid to say anything, man.
Can't deal with you. I just can't deal with you. I need an I can't deal with you button.
Well, here you go. Boop. I can't deal with you, farmer.
There you go. That works. See, thanks for the help.
You're welcome, Brian.
Oh, man. So,
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
So,
right.
You know, I want to thank, you know, our supportive listeners and the fan base for your Morning Cup of Sports on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCPR, Bob's Big Man Boy, Midwest IT Support Help Desk. I think I finally got it right. You know, all of us here, we appreciate you tuning in and listening to my wackiness and listening to B. Evans over there take a power nap on his microphone and spin every now and then.
Man, I'm trying not to.
But, you know, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank every single one of you for your support in your Morning Cup of Sports. Look at that. See, I can be serious when I want to be.
Most definitely, though. We do get a lot of support.
We do. You know, some of us need it a little bit more, like B. Evans. You know, he needs his triple A support and I need my double D support it's all good, man. You know, we all need some support.
Oh my God. You said double D support. Man, you need help.
My double D support, I've been trying to upgrade to double A support, but, you know, they don't want to help me anymore. So I had to move to the double Ds.
Oh, farmer, I got something for you.
Oh, tell me what you got.
Good morning, Trucker JJ.
Good morning,
Trucker, how you doing, baby?
Okay, I got what you were saying about Adrian Peterson, that you compared to Betty White, a golden girl. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
No, I didn't compare him to Betty White. I said he thinks that he's the greatest thing since Betty White.
Right.
Greatest thing since. The word since generally refers to a comparison. That's the way I understand it. But anyway, my next question, and this is the funny part, and this is a quote from Betty White, by the way, that talking about vaginas, how they can really take a pounding. So are you trying to say that Adrian Peterson can take a pounding?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We just went left field here.
Hey, I'm not the one that compared a NFL running back to a Golden Girl.
Oh, boy. Radio AFS Management, that is Trucker JJ. He is not on staff, so you cannot fire him.
And I can say the things even you can't get by with saying. I got this, brother.
Well, I don't know, JJ. I've said some pretty rotten stuff, so, you know, I'll take my lumps and give the poundings out also.
Yeah, okay. I expect.
So, what's new in JJ Land?
Not much. Driving a truck because I was listening to the show, and I was thought I'd call and take my medicine for going perfect last night. I went 0 for 2. And on my Monday night picks. So, that's why I've never made a bunch of money on a parlay card. So,
right.
Legal or illegal. But I thought that was kind of interesting.
So, JJ, you know, B. Evans over there has no clue what an ear infection feels like, let alone two of them at the same time. Do you know what an ear infection feels like, sir?
What, an ear infection? No, not really, because when it starts developing, I just throw hydrogen peroxide right in there, and after the foaming and bubbling gets up, you're generally rinse it out, and you're good to go. 99-cent cure for most infections. Hydrogen peroxide.
Man, you know, I've heard some weird shit. Pardon my French, ladies and gentlemen, that are in your offices. I've heard some weird stuff, right? I've posted some weird stuff that I want people to try but not hurt themselves. I don't know if I could pour hydrogen peroxide in my ear.
Well, then enjoy your ear infection. I mean, you don't get a spoonful of sugar to go with all medicine. I don't mean to be all hardcore nasty with that, but a lot of folks are wanting that. And if you look at most of your ear care remedies, guess what they contain? H2O2, hydrogen peroxide. And it's not
because
unless you've got a serious one, it's not going
to
hurt.
I've heard to put hot oil in my ear, hot olive oil in my ear, and I'm like, no, nope, we'll pass on that one.
Anybody tell you to pee in it yet?
Huh?
Anybody tell you to pee in it yet?
No. I've had somebody tell me to have a shark bite it, though. But I told them I'd poke him in the eye first.
Yes!
Extreme ear protection. Ear infection. There we go. Extreme ear infection. I can see it coming now.
But hydrogen peroxide. I may have
to
try that. Now, if I go deaf, JJ, and I can't talk to you here on your morning cup of sports, I'm going to find you.
Well, I got his call. I'll tell you where I'm at. I'm easy to find.
I love your punchline.
So where are you at now, JJ?
Rolling across the Pennsylvania Turnpike, just having a good old time. Listen to my boys on Morning Cup of Sports. And yesterday's pickup, the Domino Sugar in fabulous Baltimore, Maryland.
Now, you are a communication. You communicate all over that East Coast. Please tell me you are letting your trucker buddies and all the trucks out there that you go to check out your Morning Cup of Sports. Because they don't need Sirius. They don't need XM radio. All they need is just to press play on their telephone.
I spread the link all over the place. I'm on this thing. Now, the thing is, I'm not in my normal truck because it's getting worked on, so I don't have my CD in this one. So Yeah, I've been slack the last couple weeks. But normally.
All right.
Just so you know.
I'll let you slide on this one, JJ.
Now, out of curiosity, so I'm assuming you've been on the CB letting people know about us.
Right.
What's the typical response you get?
Generally, silence, because most of your newer truck drivers aren't, they either have the CB off and it pretty much stays off unless there is a traffic problem. And then they come on and try to figure out what the traffic problem is. Which is kind of weird that with you can look at that on the Google Map app. But the old days of everybody having a CB and having it on all the time, it's on its way out if it's not completely gone yet. Which, there you go.
Man, I used to be a kid sitting in the corner with my CB and my 75-foot whip antenna up on the roof talking to you mutter truckers.
Man, you make it sound like Teddy Bear.
I always wonder what kind of CB he had, because in one Red Soline song, he said he talked to him all night. I'm like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Thank you, JJ. Farmer didn't say nothing. Thank you, JJ.
Now, I mean, you'll get somebody for a while. Yeah. I'm not going to have a great range, but of course, nowadays, cell phones and AFS radio. My CB's not on either. Of course, it's in my truck, not this one. Yep. All sorts of things. We include sport. It's called sport. But you never can tell what's coming. That's what's great about it.
Very, very true.
That's definitely 100% accurate.
That's great.
We get Farmer getting kicked off the network, which in turn got me kicked off the network. Then they were like, wait a minute, y'all have a fan base, so we got to have you come back.
Right.
But before that,
you a celebrity.
What's that?
Farmer, you're a celebrity. Only celebrities get.
Well, wait a minute. No. Don't make my ear infection any bigger than what it is, because my head's swelling.
Don't add to that. We don't need that.
I am the most humble radio personality out there.
I didn't know there were radio.
Well, you know, I'm not quite to Howard Stern level by any means, but I'm working on it.
There you go. You started somewhere, right?
I don't know, Farmer. Talking about the most humble. I'm going to have to give it to Anthony Passo. Oh, his phone's going off.
Well, we can't call him a radio personality now. He's retired.
We need to get him back.
And remember what we say about people retiring. They don't need to come back.
That's very true.
Well,
that's in sports. This is radio.
Right.
Well,
I don't know. If Anthony Passo of the Passo Garage comes back, you may lose me.
Oh, I'll pick it up with Trucker JJ.
There you go.
Trucker JJ could be my new co-host.
Well, that ought to be interesting. How are we going to do that? By the way, tunnel alert. I guess we're good to go.
So, JJ, you being up in the northeast area, you going to be swinging by any Wawas anytime soon?
Actually, yes. That's the good news. Bad news is I'm broke. So, sorry, dude.
Well, we're going to have to remedy that problem.
Yeah, give me money.
I need to send some of that Wawa out to Farmer one of these days.
Well, Bobby, you're not going to send it. You're going to get it. You're going to drink it. Let's get real here.
Oh, that's very true.
So, I get
Farmer's
going
to come over
there,
for a cup of coffee.
There you go. Well, why
there
don't
you go.
Bring it into the studio instead of being a selfish bugger?
I could do that. I guess I could do that.
But no, you leave it at home. And I'm like, dude, where's the coffee? He's like, that's right here in my thermos. Be like, can I have some? He's like, nah, this is like plated gold Wawa coffee. I'm like, Wawa, you drinking baby food again, bro?
Hey, don't knock the Wawa coffee.
Man, I will stick to my Kona coffee all day long.
Until you have that Wawa.
Well, if I can't get the Wawa and I can get the Kona, I'm going to stick with the Kona.
Actually, you can get the Wawa. You can go online.
Right. When I can just go to my local grocery store and pick up my Kona. When you're out of coffee, you need it.
You are making things very complicated.
Well, you know, I am Farmer, and that's just kind of what I do.
Yeah. You're making my hair turn gray.
Well, you know, my ex-wives did that to me, so I guess I got to do it to you.
You're making JJ's hair fall out. You're making mine turn gray.
Well,
talking about
now,
your D cup.
Can you guys imagine what I'm doing to Radio AFS's management hair? If I'm doing that to you, imagine what those old buggers are going to look like.
Short, bald, and wrinkled.
Exactly. Why are you talking about my male genitalia, bro?
All right, I'm done with you. Like, completely done with
you. Why
you
got to do that, man? Come on now. This is a sports show.
You're horrible.
Remember, press the little button and tell people what I always say.
Well, I'm gonna have to after that.
I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
Damn right. You just should have that, like, in queue just at any minute when I say something random and just press it.
Oh, I need to just leave it right there. I have no reason to move it whatsoever.
Right.
You're going to
hear
JJ, that clip more than you will us talking.
Right. Well, JJ, keep them 18 wheels a-rolling. Stay safe up there in the New England states, and just make sure nobody cheats you. All right, brother?
No worries. All right, y'all have a good one. I'll catch y'all tomorrow.
All right,
have
brother,
a good one, JJ.
Care.
Be safe.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Good old JJ, man. It wouldn't be your morning cup of sports without JJ.
Oh, no. Gotta love the guy.
Right. He's like a hemorrhoid. You just can't ever get rid of him. Love you, JJ.
That's funny. Oh, man. Well, Farmer, I think it's that time.
Yeah. It's hour of fuckery is it never seems to be enough.
Yeah, it never does. But on a night, on a day like today, it does.
Right, especially with Farmer over here with double ear infection, B Evans over there with a hernia, and Trucker JJ being the hemorrhoid. Man, we are a bad threesome right now.
You just gave me a really bad mental image.
Perfect. I gave everyone a bad image. Because you know why now? Because you're listening to your morning cup of sports with Farmer B. Evans, and every now and then our guest personality, Trucker JJ. Just remember, who's the cream? Who's the sugar? And pump the brakes, baby.